All right, sugya number 8. We are starting line 27 on Chavav Amud Aleph. Cholim u'misham shehem. Again, this was another psur in the Mishnah of those that are sick and the attendants of the sick are exempt from sukkah. That is the Mishnah. Now the Gemara will quote a brisa, and as usual, the brisa will expand upon the Mishnah. Tan Rabbanan, the Rabbanan taught in a brisa, chole shamru. The chole that was spoken about in the Mishnah that is exempt from sukkah, lo chole sheyesh bo sakana, it is not referring to the chole that is in danger of life, because that chole for sure is potter. The Mishnah did not have to mention that a chole who is deathly ill is exempt from sukkah. That would be obvious. So what chole is being mentioned? Ella, but rather, afil chole she'en bo sakana, chole that is not in any actual danger. Not only that, afil chosh be'enav, even if he has an eye ache, his eyes hurt him, afil chosh be'rosho, and even if his head is hurting him, he has a headache, both of those are also exempt in sukkah. Amar Shemim Leah, Shemim Leah says, Pamachas one time chashti be'enai be'kesari, I actually also had an eye ache, my eyes were hurting me in Kesari. V'hiti Rabbi Yossi Beribe, Rabbi Yossi, the great one, permitted me, lishon ani u'mishamshe, for me and my attendant to sleep chutz l'sukkah, outside of the sukkah. That is the end of the brisa. We'll have now a couple of other cases of amoraim and their halachos, their exemptions in sukkah. Rav Shara l'Rav Acha Bardala. Rav permitted Rav Acha Bardala l'migna b'chilta b'sukkah to sleep in a canopy bed or in a canopy, in a tent-like structure inside the sukkah. So the canopy was in the sukkah, mishum baki, because of the bugs that were around, the mosquitoes, the gnats that were flying around and bothering him at night. Rashi explains that this structure was 10 tefachim high, and therefore that is the chiddush, the fact that it was 10 tefachim high, which really would be its own place, own ohel, its own makom, own place, and therefore be not counted as him being in the sukkah. Even though he was in the sukkah, but being covered by a 10 tefachim high overhang would be as if he is not in the sukkah. Next case, Rava Sharle le Rabbi Acha Bar Ada le Migna Bar Mitala Lasa. Rava allowed Rabbi Acha Bar Ada to sleep outside the sukkah, Bar Mitala Lasa, outside the sukkah, Mishum Sircha de Gagishta, because of a white dirt that was spread on the floor of the sukkah that was smelly. Now, this exemption of Mitzta'ar that he couldn't be in the sukkah because of the foul odor, Rava is following, he's following his own opinion. The Amar Rava says, Mistar Patim in a sukkah, that a Mistar, a person who is Mistar, who is in pain, is exempt from sukkah. The Gemara has a kasha now in Rava, Vahanan Tanan, Chol Misham Shein Paturim in a sukkah. The Mishnah said, we read it earlier, right, that one line, that a Chol and their attendants are Patur in sukkah. So the Gemara makes a diuk. Wait, Chol Misham Shem, Chole in Mitzar Lo. So why did the Mishnah only mention Chole and not mention Mitzar? Is it not because Chole, yes, is exempt, but a Mitzar will be Chayiv? Mara answers, Amre, no. Chole, Amre say the following, Chole, by a Chole who Misham Shav. A Chole, him and all of his attendants also are exempt. That's why Peturim are exempt. That's why the Mishnah mentioned that. But Mitztayer, by Mitztayer, he's also exempt. Why did Mishnah leave it out? Because it is different. It's a different halacha. Who? Only the Mitztayer is potter. But Mishamshav lo, but the Mishamshav of those that attend to the Mitztayer are not exempt from sukkah. And that's why the Mishnah left it out. Let's see formally the Rashis. The Rashis begin on line 19. I'm going to begin the Rashi's actually line 16. I say missed some Rashi's from the previous sugya, from sugya 7. Let's just look at those Rashi's. So, Pirsa Kor Lagana, this was Rav's reason why you don't build a sukkah out by the garden. Rashi says, Mashal Hedo, that this idea, this concept of a breach invites thievery is a mashal, is a parable, a regular parable. It is va'af kan, so to hear, a gan of roa also yoshi b'sukkah. The gan of sees him sitting in the sukkah, b'layil at night, fu nichnas v'gonev ha'peros l'ruach acheres, so he'll come around the field, and he'll go in the back of the sukkah in the other direction and steal the fruit from there. But kari de pere, if he is watching a kerish of peros, a pile of fruit, shu tomi lefanov, which is constantly opposite him, by the entry, he sees it. The Yachal Shomron, he's able to watch it, the Ein Kam Pirtz L'Ganav, Kor L'Gan, therefore it is not considered a breach that is inviting thieves to come steal the fruit because he is, it's open towards it, and therefore we are not afraid. Okay, Sugya 8 now, Rashi's, Lon 19, Rabbi Yossi Beribe. What's Beribe talking about? Yosef HaChacham, Yosef the wise one, Chariv Shibador, the sharpest one in his generation. For who is that? Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, that is his full, the actual name of Rabbi Yossi Beribe. Next Rashi, L'mignei Bechilta. What is a Bechilta? Afa pisha yesh lo gag. Yes, it has a roof. L'gavoa asar, it is 10 tfachim high. And because it is 10 tfachim high, haviki ilu chutz l'sukkah, it is considered as if it is outside the sukkah. Mishum baki, what are baki? Sinsilash. Lazi Rashi says, they are yutushim, they are gnats or mosquitoes, a very small bug that is very bothersome. And that's why Rav Acha Badalo is allowed to sleep outside the sukkah. Sircha d'rigagishna, what is that? Karka levana, that is white dirt, shoyitochim ba karkis sukkah, that was spread on the floor of the sukkah that had this foul odor. Mitzta'e Rashi says, Shasukkah mitzara, so the sukkah is causing him pain. Ah, perfect segue right now to the iyun. But before we get to that whole mitzayir sugya, a couple of small tosasim. Tosas said, first of all, the chash beina. Tosas said, we're not talking about a person that can lose his eyesight. That will be in the category of sakonas aver, a sakana to a limb, and that halacha lemais is counted as Sakras of Fashos, even for Shabbos. A person breaks his arm, person needs stitches. You don't say, whatever. No, Imchal Shabbos, even for Sakonas Ever. That is Tosfot Afil Chosh Be'enov. Mishumbaki, Tosfot points out that this idea of sleeping in a tent and a canopy inside the sukkah, that's 10 Tfachim high. There is an opinion in the first parak of sukkah that actually allows that, but Al Gemara is not following that opinion. Halacha Maisa, it is a ohel of 10 tfachim high. It is its own reshus, its own structure, and therefore will not be counted as if you are in the sukkah. All right, now getting back to Mishnah. Rashi, we just read beforehand, said the sukkah is causing him pain. The sukkah, which implies that if he leaves the sukkah, the pain will be alleviated. And this is one opinion we saw first in the Mordechai, the Yireim, the Taz, that the only time Mitztayer is Potter is if leaving the sukkah will help the pain. But if he's going to be in pain regardless, he will not be exempt from the sukkah. And therefore, it's only when the pain is being caused by the sukkah, the smell, the rain, the hot, the cold, the bugs. But if he is just in pain from himself, and leaving the sukkah is not going to help that, right? Then he is not going to be exempt. In other words, he's upset about something. He's okay, so we're not going to exempt him. And what about a chola? So this gets to the heart of the question of the connection, the relationship between the chola and the mitzvah. According to this whole understanding, the chola, the Gemara said, chosh be'enov, how is that going to help being in or out of the sukkah? So you could say, like Kobe wanted to say, maybe it's worse in the sukkah. If that's the case, then for sure, you know, wouldn't be a problem. That would be very understandable. But we can't be sure that is the case. So we said that when it came to Mitznayer, the Petur is based on Teishu came to Duro. And therefore, you're only exempt if the sukkah is causing the problem, which would make you even leave your house if your house was causing a similar problem. However, when it comes to chol, the issue is tirda, that you just can't concentrate on the fact that you're in the sukkah doing the mitzvah, and that itself is why a chol would be exempt. that differentiate a mistair and a chole. The Hagan the Mordechai said, no, he didn't like that understanding. He would say both mitzvah as well is put because of tirda. Well, if they both are in that state of mind, and the chole is putter, even if he's sick both places, and he'll be exempt, so even a mitzvah will be putter, even if it is not the sukkah that is causing the pain. And that is the opinion of Hagan Mordechai. Then we saw a third Aruch HaShulchan that held that actually even the chole is potter because of Teishu Kein Teduro. And therefore, even the chole, if the sukkah is not making it worse, the sukkah is not causing him to feel worse as a chole, he'd also be chayv in sukkah. And both of them are only exempt in sukkah if the sukkah is causing the pain or causing him to feel sicker than he actually is. That is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Nafka Mina we spoke about was the first night of Sukkot, we know for a fact, the Gemara says later on, there is no exemption of Teishu Kein Teduro. And that's why we have this minhag to even eat in the rain. The first night we wait a long time to try to get the mitzvah, but if not, we eat in the rain a kezayis of challah on the first night. So if that exemption is off, what about a chole? So if you say it's tirda, so you'll be exempt either way. But if the whole petul, Aruch Shulchan says, is because of teishu kein teduro, even for the chole, a chole as well will not have any exemption at night because teishu kein teduro does not apply on the first night of Sukkot.